Webberly finally descended the stairs as the company were making their farewells, ushered to the door by his daughter, who wrapped her arm round her mother's waist. It was a fond gesture on Randy's part. It served the double purpose of reassuring Francis, even as it prevented her from tearing away from the door. "Not leaving," Webberly boomed from the stairs. "The night is young." "The night is morning," Laura Hillier informed him, fondly pressing her cheek to her niece's and saying her farewells. "Lovely party, Randy. You did your parents proud." Assistant Commissioner Hillier's departure gave the rest of the company permission to go, and people began to do so, Linley among them. He was waiting for his wife's coat to be unearthed from somewhere upstairs, when Webberly joined him at the door to the sitting room and said in a low voice, "Stay a moment, Tommy, if you will." There was a drawn quality to the superintendent's face that prompted Linley to murmur, "Of course." Next to him, his wife said spontaneously, "Francis, have you your wedding pictures anywhere at hand? I won't let Tommy take me home till I've seen you on your day of glory." Linley shot Helen a grateful look. He and Webberly repaired to the study, a cramped room barely large enough for a desk, an armchair, and the bookshelves that furnished it. "Sit down, Tommy." Webberly himself remained standing next to the window, where the dim ceiling light cast him mostly in shadow. "That was a bloke called Leach on the phone. We used to work together, oh, 20 years ago." "Ah," Linley thought about this. Webberly would have been 35 at the time, which meant he was speaking of his Kensington years. "CID?" he asked. "He was my sergeant. He's in Hampstead now, heading up the murder squad. DCI Eric Leach. Good man. Very good man." Linley studied Webberly thoughtfully. Everything about him spoke of a single explanation. Bad news. And a single source. The phone call. Webberly roused himself but didn't move from the shadows as he spoke. "He's working a hit-and-run up in West Hampstead, Tommy. That's why he called. It happened around 10, 11 tonight. The victim's a woman. From the state of things, Leach's crime scene people are guessing that someone knocked her down, then deliberately ran over her, and then got out, dragged her body to one side, and drove on his way." "Christ," Linley murmured reverently. "Her handbag was found nearby. Car keys and ID were in it. The car itself wasn't far, right there on the street. Inside, on the passenger seat, was a London A to Z, along with specific directions to the street where she was killed. And an address was there as well, number 32 Crediton Hill." "Who lived there?" "The bloke who found the body, Tommy. The very same bloke who happened to drive up the street within an hour of her being hit." "Was he expecting the victim at his home? Had they an appointment?" "Not that we know of, but we don't know much. Leach said the bastard only said, 'No, that's impossible,' and phoned his solicitor directly." Linley cleared his throat. He said, "Sir, is DCI Leach in over his head for some reason? Is something wrong with the murder squad in Hampstead?" "Why did he phone, you mean? And more importantly, why am I telling you?" Webberly didn't wait for a reply before he sank into his desk chair and said, "Because of the victim, Tommy. She's Eugenie Davis, and I want you involved. I want to move heaven and earth and hell, if I have to get to the bottom of what happened to her. Leach knew that the moment he saw who she was." Linley frowned. "Eugenie Davis? Who was she?" "How old are you, Tommy?" 37, sir." Webberly blew out a breath. "Then I suppose you're too young to remember."